Good morning, Bernie. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. Happy Election Day.
The same to you. What will you be doing today?
Well, about mid-afternoon, I'll be getting down to Detroit to spend probably 4 o'clock on until low dark 30 with Chuck Stokes at TV7 and a crew that will be doing a little bit of exit polling and also looking at key indicator precincts. And they have quite a production for Election Day down there. And my partners will be at other TV stations up at Wood TV and in Grand Rapids, and John Kavanaugh will be up at WJRT in Flint. So we'll be all over the state.
The key precincts and the exit polling, how much information can you gain from those areas to get a sense of where the elections are going?
Well, we're going to be doing probably a sample of about 2,000-plus interviews, so that doesn't leave much room for error. And so we should have an idea before the polls close if, in fact, it is a convincing win for Republicans, what things are looking like.
Have most voters made up their minds?
Oh, yes. There was only, in our last survey, only 4% were undecided in the race for governor. There is still some undecided voters, a lot of them in the Supreme Court race. And, of course, you have a drop-off where people will not participate in the elections at the bottom of the ballot. So you could have 25 or 30% of the people who voted for governor not participating in the election for Supreme Court. So a lot of those folks were undecided.
Virge Bernero says that the pundits and the pollsters are wrong, that he will win today. What's your data say?
Well, it's not just our poll. I mean, I think every poll that has been released, and that represents probably about 3,000 to 4,000 interviews in the state of Michigan, all of them say that he's in the 18 to 20% range. And, well, nothing is impossible. It is very, very unlikely that he can turn things around and in the past few days.
Who wins, Wahlberg or Schauer?
I would say Schauer, and unless Snyder wins by 60% plus, and then it's up in the air.
Bernie, who's our next Secretary of State going to be?
Ruth Johnson.
How about Attorney General?
Attorney General, it looks like it'll be Schuette.
And that Peters matchup has been a very close contest for that Congress seat over on the east side of the state. Who do you see winning there?
I see Peters winning again, with the caveat that if Snyder wins with coattails, well, then that could have a negative impact on that race.
Will we have a new constitutional convention?
No.
Okay. Well, you.
I know it sounds definitive, but
it certainly does. Anything else that we should look for in any races? Any surprises?
Well, the big question will be that I think everyone will be looking at closely after the top of the ticket is decided, is whether or not Republicans take control of the Michigan House of Representatives, or if Democrats retain control. If Republicans take control and they win the governor's race, as well as keep control of the state Senate, which I expect, and I expect the Republicans to increase their margin in the state Senate. If that all happens, that means Republicans control the redistricting pen, which is something that the voters don't usually think about, but that has a tremendous and profound impact on the districting and politics for the next decade.
Talk about the memories that come to the forefront when you look over the history of elections here in the state of Michigan.
Well, the one that comes to mind is the same one that Tim Skubick had mentioned, and that is the Engler-Blanchard race in 1990, and we had done polling leading up to that election right on the weekend before the election, and we saw the erosion of the support for Blanchard. And I remember on election day, I indicated that to the Speaker of the House then that I thought it was going to be a very close election, and that Blanchard could lose. And sure enough, it happened.
Bernie, I've heard so many positive things about former Michigan Governor Bill Milliken. Was he as popular back in the day when he was in office? From some of the information that I recently read, some Republicans didn't like him because he was able to reach across the aisle and work with Democrats. Tell me about your recollection of the former governor.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with those folks who think that he was an excellent governor. As a matter of fact, I was in the Michigan House of Representatives working on the Democratic side back then, and I worked very closely with a lot of his staffers on urban issues, and he was very, very supportive of revenue sharing for Detroit, and he always did well in the city of Detroit in terms of his performance in the election, getting sometimes 20-25% of the vote. And he was progressive in a lot of areas, including looking at tax issues. And you know, people may not recognize this or realize this, but former Governor Romney is the one that the Republican who established the income tax in Michigan, and Milliken was not shy about talking about the need for revenues to meet the needs of funding programs in Michigan, and so I always have very, very favorable recollections of dealing with the Milliken administration, and I think a lot of people do as well.
And interestingly enough, Rick Snyder has mentioned that he will support Detroit and make that a top agenda item for him in doing whatever he can to help that city.
Well, I don't think it was any accident that former Governor Milliken endorsed Rick Snyder, and I'm sure that they, as I understand it, had many conversations and discussed probably everything from taxes to support for the cities, and Governor Milliken probably got a pretty good sense of what Rick Snyder would be doing, which enabled him to feel comfortable giving his endorsement.
All right, Bernie. Well, we will be watching all the different sources of the returns. Should be an interesting day and night.
Yeah, this is a fun day.
All right, Bernie Pornes with Epic MRI. Thank you so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Take care, Tony.